James and chapter 1, verses 2, 3, and 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. James, as he writes under the inspiration of God, he speaks to us concerning Christian maturity. At the moment of salvation, the believer is called a babe in Christ, but we are to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and permit the Spirit of God to teach us the Word of God and give us victory over the sin which easily beset us and discover God's will and God's plan for our individual life. The plan is to develop. The plan is to grow. The plan is to become more than I was because of a relationship with the living God. And we see here in verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. We know that as we seek to live for the Lord, we're going to have a demonic attack, and the devil will see to it that we will have trials and tribulations, and God will permit the trial and tribulation, and they serve to make us stronger, make us wiser, and to cause us to become closer to the living God. And so God has a plan and a purpose for the tough days and the difficult days and the dire days, the days where the sun doesn't appear to be shining, the S-U-N doesn't appear to be shining, but thank God the S-O-N is shining. And so we see here in verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. It suggests that God is working on us. It suggests that the devil is on our heels because we have made a choice to live for the Lord, that we have abandoned the world. We have abandoned the flesh, and we have picked up our cross, and we're following the Lord in this world that we live in. The devil will attack because of our devotion and our commitment to the living God. So the text says, find it all joy. One, we find it joy because we know that we're walking with the Lord. We're walking closer to the Lord. We have a mind bent toward obedience. We're letting go of the flesh, letting go of the world. And we know that we are in a spiritual battle. But we also see here in verse 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. It is through the trial and tribulation and the difficulty that God begins to build spiritual development, spiritual growth, spiritual attributes. God has a plan for the trial. God has a plan for the trouble. He has a plan for the discomfort, and it has a way of causing me to look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. It has a way of causing me to pray more. It has a way of causing me to read the Bible more, to memorize the Bible more, and I become stronger spiritually. And not only do I become stronger spiritually, divine attributes begin to mature within my heart and within my mind. Note again there in verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. God is working divine character in my heart, in my mind, through the trial and through the tribulation. And verse 4 says, learn the lesson. Allow the experience to cause us to develop, to cause us to mature. At the moment of salvation, the believer is called a babe in Christ, and it's tragic to remain a babe, something abnormal about a 30-year-old baby. If I've been saved for 10 years, for 15 years, for 5 years, for 30 years, I should be anchored in the Lord. I should be strong in God, strong in the Word of God, strong in the power of prayer, because of relationship, because of connecting with God and God working in my heart, working on my mind. And so as we go through what we go through, learn the lesson. And that's what it says there in verse 4. But let patience have her perfect or mature work, that you may be mature and entire, wanting nothing. God has a plan. He wants to use us in a great way, in a wonderful way, in a mighty way. But first, he has to change us. He has to change my mind, change my thinking, change my attitude, change my words, change my outlook. Permit God to work in our lives, in your life, in our lives. He has a great plan. We read the Bible not to get an A on the paper and an F in life. We read the Bible to learn how to walk with the living God. We thank God for the book of James as it speaks to us, as it challenges us to grow up in the Lord.